SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Israel is moving ahead with its South Gaza strategy.
Israel's military has ordered more areas in and around Gaza's second largest city of Khan Yunis to evacuate as it shifts its offensive to the southern half of the territory, where it says many Hamas leaders are hiding. Heavy bombardments were reported overnight and into Sunday in the area of Khan Yunis and the southern city of Rafah, as well as parts of the north that's been the focus of Israel's blistering air and ground campaign. Many of the territory's 2.3 million people are crammed in the south after Israeli forces ordered the civilians to leave the north in the early days of the two-month-old war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at srnnews.com, egg producers here must pay a hefty penalty to food manufacturers after losing a lawsuit on charges of price fixing.
A federal jury in Illinois has awarded more than $17.5 million in damages to several big-name companies such as Kraft and Kellogg, who successfully sued egg producers on charges of a conspiracy to limit the supply of eggs in the U.S. between 2004 and 2008, thus driving up prices. According to federal antitrust law, the amount of those damages becomes automatically tripled, bringing the total to over $53 million. Two of the egg suppliers in the case indicated they would appeal Friday's decision. George Williams reporting.
A former American diplomat who served as U.S. ambassador to Bolivia has been arrested in a long-running FBI counterintelligence investigation and has been accused of secretly serving as an agent of the Cuban government. Two people familiar with the matter say Manuel Roca was arrested in Florida Friday, and more details about the case are expected to be made public tomorrow with the unsealing of a criminal complaint. This is SRN News. Arizona's in the midst of a battle over transgenderism.
A lawsuit filed by American First Legal accuses the Mesa Public School Board of helping students live as the opposite sex in class without their parents' knowledge or approval. Technically, teachers are supposed to inform moms and dads if their kids are transgender, but the lawsuit accuses the school system of letting students veto that requirement. AFL says the actions of the board are a violation of Arizona's Parents' Bill of Rights. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Merriam-Webster has released a list of words that were the most searched by Americans in 2023. One of them was dead name, a word that has been coined by transgender activists. Merriam-Webster defines a dead name as the name that a transgender person was given at birth and no longer uses upon transitioning. Accusations of dead naming are often used to punish opponents of transgenderism. This is SRN News. A recent spate of shootings in Los Angeles may be connected. Police Chief Michelle Moore says a suspect in custody for allegedly killing three homeless men in separate attacks was already being held by authorities for another fatal shooting.
That same individual is also believed responsible for the murder that occurred during a follow-home robbery in San Dimas, making this suspect responsible, we believe, based on our investigation, for the murder of four individuals over the course of 4 days.
Police say the suspect was identified after authorities determined a firearm found in the vehicle he was driving was linked to the shootings. In New York, a man's killed four family members, including two children, at their Queens home, then stabbed and wounded two police officers who had responded to the call. One of the officers then shot and killed the man. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.